This is Senator Al Simpson. Every 13 minutes, some fine American woman needlessly dies from a disease that could have been easily detected and very likely cured, breast cancer. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, 40,000 women in our United States are still dying of breast cancer each year. The real tragedy is that it just doesn't have to be that way. This very day, if every woman in America had a mammogram, we could cut the death rate by 30%, literally overnight. Ted, last year Congress passed legislation funding mammograms for lower-income women, and this year we've added another $30 million to breast cancer research. But bucks alone aren't enough. We need to make so certain that everyone, men and women alike, truly get the message on how important it is to be tested. That's a message of life and death we should both be sending out, Ted, and I know you'll help.
Al, it's hard to square your record with your rhetoric. For years, we've tried to do more on women's health and target funds for screening programs, but Republicans drag their heels. That increase you mentioned will fund programs in only 8 states. Only 10% of working women have health plans that cover mammograms. Attitudes are changing, Al. I hope yours are, too. There's a new commitment to women's health issues and a sense of guilt in the medical profession that women have been treated as second-class patients in research and access to health care. Breast cancer proves the point. 1 out of every 9 women will develop it. It's the leading cause of cancer death for women aged 15 to 54 in the prime of their lives and careers. 90% of breast cancer cases can be cured by early detection. Annual mammograms make sense for most women, Al, and Congress should insist that insurance companies cover the cost. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on an old Republican policy that still caused trouble today, trickle-down economics. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.